Winds from the Pacific coast bring much-needed rains to dry southern Idaho this time of year. For wheat farmers, they may also carry a tiny threat, fungal spores, which cause stripe rust. Will Reed reports.
The spores cause wheat leaves to rupture in yellow stripes, hence the name stripe rust. The ruptures dry out the plant and release additional spores into the air.
The wind picks up the dry spores and they can spread miles to hundreds of miles to even thousands of miles.
That's Juliet Marshall of the University of Idaho. She says it's only a matter of time before spores arrive from Oregon and Washington, where the disease has already been identified this spring. And right now, in southern Idaho, conditions are perfect for stripe rust. Plenty of rain and cool nights. In recent years, many Idaho growers have switched to resistant wheat varieties, but nearly half the state's crop remains susceptible. In those varieties, stripe rust infections can reduce yields by up to 80%. 20 years ago, Marshall says, decades would pass between stripe rust outbreaks, but thanks to climate change, more spores survive the winter. Will Reed, Boise State Public Radio News.